NST, Tassel Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. The sun is shining. I feel like I might be going to Florida. We're going to be doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour next week. Fadley's. We're going to be down at Lexington Market. Maryland Lottery going to give us some Raven scratch-offs to give away. Our friends at Goodwill will be there with us, as well as Win Donation. I got some great guests. We're going to be shipping crab cakes all over the place. This guy probably would like some crab cakes shipped from Lexington Market in Baltimore. Pete Prisco has been covering the National Football League. How many years, Pete? I don't want to give you away here, but 30-something, or is it 40-something yet?
It's 30-something.
I'm just checking.
No, it's 34.
34 years. Okay. I'm only 26 because we've only had a team for 26. I will celebrate my 31st year on Baltimore Radio on the 13th of this month. So we didn't even have a team. We had a CFL team. I've now been thrown out of the NFL team after 26 years. But certainly for the Ravens and where they stand, and you cover the league, you know, throughout the league, this is a one-week on, one-week-off thing where 2 weeks ago we would have said, oh, they're a contender. And then you stub your toe down in Jacksonville, your former homeland. And I think things change a little bit for what this offense looks like without Ronnie Stanley, without Rashad Bateman, and we'll see about the running back game and Lamar's injury this week as well. I mean, the Ravens are an interesting team, but they're certainly not the best team in the AFC right now.
No, absolutely not. And I think, you know, it starts with, you know, you mentioned Ronnie Stanley not being there, but Bakari did a good job the other day against Trayvon Walker. He was actually pretty good at left tackle. And so here's the thing. He missed passes. That's what it was. They had guys open all day. He couldn't hit them. He was high. He was wild. I'm not so sure he's all the way 100%. I know this week was the quad injury, but I don't, you know, who knows if that's true. But last week, it didn't look like he was all the way healthy. He was, I mean, throws he would normally make easily, he wouldn't make it. He missed them. And if you can't pass the ball in this league, I don't care how well you run the ball. You have to be able to throw it. And all Lamar needs to see for a cautionary tale on what happens when you can't run like you used to run is look across the field this week at Russell Wilson. He doesn't move anymore, and he's an ordinary quarterback. So make yourself a better pocket passer. Make your passing game better, and then there'll be a better team. He was bad last week. That's why they lost the game.
Well, we could talk about him getting better as a passer, but then we got to talk about who the playmakers are, who's out there running patterns, who's catching the ball, how are they running the ball? I mean, Pete, when they do well, and you know this, they're running the ball or passing on first down, and they're in second and one, second and two, second and three, really manageable down and distances. It's how they put those 12 and 14 play, 8.5, 10-minute drives together in the fourth quarter to cut your heart out, which they did in 2019. I mean, we're still talking about 19 as though it's this year. It's 4 years ago. It's Marshall Yanda ago. It's 4 years ago for Ronnie Stanley. We're trying to figure out what they're going to be here in December with the group they have right now. What do you make of the Ravens' offense? And then we'll get to the defense.
Well, it's limited. I mean, there's no doubt it's limited. When you can't consistently throw the ball when you have to throw it, and that's a problem. When they're running it and moving the ball and he's dictating tempo and they're playing fast and he's ripping off the runs and they're ahead of the sticks, like you said, they're a hard defense. They're a hard offense to defend. When they're not, they're not. And last week, they bogged down in the red area. That was the problem last week. They had opportunities to score touchdowns. They just bogged down in the red area. So he's got to hit the plays. It's him. It was him last week. There's nobody else. And he hasn't played well in a while. I mean, really well in a while. So I think, you know, he gambled on himself. You better pick it up.
This is a little bit of a trend for me with him, and I'm going third season, right? 2 years ago, he got injured. Nobody said anything about it. He played sort of banged up into October and November, and they didn't fare well. They lost some games. Last year, completely injured, out, didn't play, right? This year, you and I are talking, oh, it's December. He hadn't looked good in a month, and he looked a little unhealthy 2 or 3 weeks ago. I thought he looked physically like more like he wanted to run last week. He ran the ball 14 times last week. He looked like he didn't want to run the ball the two games before that. And, I mean, I worry about all of it because the money – the lack of contract, the popping off this week, and it took me 8 minutes to get to that with you, Pete. But the pressure on him to grab his phone after the game and send a really tawdry tweet out to a guy who just basically said, I wouldn't spend my money on you, I'd trade you. I'm thinking Bisciotti and DaCosta aren't not in that camp if it's $250 million guaranteed or we package you up to somebody to Tampa and get a couple of their ones and go play in Florida and play tax-free like you down there in Florida, Pete.
But you know what though, Nestor, who if you trade 2 ones for him and then pay him and you have to be the one that pays him that guaranteed contract, that's not good for you
It's
either.
the Denver deal.
Right. You don't want to do that. Look how that worked out. So I think he's going to be stuck there. I think they've made him a pretty good offer. It doesn't have a guaranteed money. And we, you know, nobody's going to give out the guaranteed money that Watson got. That's an aberration. It's not going to happen. No, the owners are dead set against that. They don't want to get into that scenario. So I don't think he's going to get the guaranteed money. It's
Are you
tough. The
saying the owners are
negotiations.
colluding?
Yeah, that's exactly
Okay,
what they're doing.
I'm just checking because I mean, like,
Well, they're
last
not. You can
year.
say they're not. You can say they're not colluding because you got an example of them not doing it. So if you took that to court, they'd say, okay, well, he didn't collude. He gave him the guaranteed money. There's Exhibit A. So you can get around that. But nobody wants to give players like that guaranteed money the entire contract. He'd get great guaranteed money. He's just not going to get the whole contract guaranteed. I mean, Russell Wilson's whole contract isn't guaranteed. Imagine if it was.
Pete, I'm going to make a prediction right now. By the way, Pete Prisco, CBS Sports, joining us here. Please follow him out on the Twitter thing while it's still there. Prisco CBS, and of course, the CBS Sports and the Sports HQ as well. Okay, so play this out. They play a week or two into the playoffs. They get beat by Buffalo, Kansas City, my whoever it is, and it's they don't win the Super Bowl. They do well or whatever well would be. He goes out into the offseason. They're going to say franchise tag. He's going to say 231 million and a penny or whatever the number that he's looking for. They're going to say no. He's going to say no. They're going to say franchise you. I don't think that he will play. I think he's the kind of kid they'll say, I've already got 30 million. I'm gonna. I'll. You can't win without me, and that was borne out last year. They couldn't win without him, so it wrecks their season if he doesn't play. I'm just wondering where the détente will be because it's easy for you and me to sit here and say, "Dude, it's 138 million guaranteed. It's you know, all you got to do is show up in 2027 and you'll get your 48 million that year, whatever it is." I think he doesn't have an agent. He's not that sophisticated about all this, from what I can understand when we talk to him. I just think he's hell bent that he has to get that money, and everybody around him has told him that. And I think this sets up to be an uncomfortable offseason for both sides, quite frankly, because I don't think it's going to be easy, because I don't think he's going to back down. I really don't.
Yeah, but you know what you say, he could take his 30 million and walk away and all that. Well, if that's the case, then why is he pushing so hard for 230 million guaranteed then? You know what I mean? If you say he can walk away with his 30 million and money isn't that big a deal to him because he's not that kind of guy, then why is he pushing for the 230 million guaranteed? So clearly it is. He's not sitting out. He will not
He's
sit out.
playing for half price right now, right? Like
I don't care.
literally.
He had he, right when they tag him next year, he's not going to sit out. You could. Guys, there's only so many earning years in a body, okay? You don't sit out without getting paid. That's stupidity. Because that no matter what your contract is, that's what how much will the tag will be a boatload next year, and you're going to get to take that right off the top then for a year you sat out. So he's not sitting out. But it could get
Le'Veon Bell
ugly.
learning that the hard way.
Yeah, of course he did. I mean, it happens all the time. You don't sit out. You only have so many earning years in your body, earned.
He doesn't have an agent, Pete, and that was borne out with the tweet on Sunday. It's starting to feel big for him. You know, it's weird. Like that was so as John Harbaugh would say, out of character or whatever for him. But it was, and it really feels like, heat's getting hot all of a sudden for him in 5 years in. TikTok's won one playoff game. They got a statue waiting for him down in Louisville that's already been erected. I mean, they're in a weird spot with him, and they can't even discipline him this week. They can't even come to get him to meet with the media. He's not issued an apology. I mean, he walks a different path. He really does.
Now, as far as not having an agent, that's okay, but you should have somebody involved in that knows contracts in that room doing the deal. Doesn't have to be an agent, but you can have an attorney you trust that can do a contract. I get that. He shouldn't be negotiating himself. Here's the problem for the Ravens. If they go too hard on him, they look like they're taking advantage of a kid. That's the naive. If they give too much, then they look like idiots. So they're kind of caught in between a rock and a hard place too. So I ultimately think he's going to get the deal done. I think he'll get the guarantee. He's not going to get the entire contract guaranteed, nor should he, by the way. But he's going to get a lot of guaranteed money and he'll settle for that and be okay with it.
Nobody covers the National Football League better than my pal Pete Briscoe. Where are you based there? You're not in Jacksonville anymore, right?
Fort Lauderdale. I'm in
You're
Fort
like,
Lauderdale.
oh, you moved down there where the sunshine is. So the Dolphins are improved. The Bills are where they are, and we're worried about them in January in Kansas City. The Ravens had this pathway with these easy games like Jacksonville. Now they've blown one of them. They have a 3-8 team this week. They better not lose to Denver. And then they have division games coming up here at the end. Give me a little forecasting as you see it with the AFC playoff picture, because these next couple of weeks, things are going to shake out a little bit. There's no scenario where the Ravens are a one seed in my mind. They're going to wind up having to go on the road for at least a portion of this, and they better be careful. I don't know that they're going to win the division. I like the way Joe Burrow is playing right now.
Yeah, I would think that the Bengals are the better team, but the Bengals have a brutal schedule, by the way. If you look at it the rest of the way, they got a really tough schedule starting this week with Kansas City. So that favors the Ravens, as you know, as you mentioned, they were supposed to have these easy games. That favors the Ravens as well. But the Bengals are better than the Ravens. I'm a big believer they're the better team than the Ravens. But the Ravens will they can both teams can make the playoffs. I mean, if you play it out, look, in the AFC, you'll probably get Buffalo, Miami, and maybe one other team from the East. You'll get the Ravens and the Bengals. You'll get the Titans in that division. And out West, you'll get maybe one team, maybe two. So it probably comes down to the second team in the AFC North, the third team in the NFC East, and the second team in the AFC West, which would be the Chargers. That's who's fighting for the last two spots. So I think, you know, it's basically one, two of those teams will get in and one won't.
I don't think there's any question earlier in the year. The defense was a little suspect, certainly at the linebacker position, edge rusher. They weren't sure who was going to get after the quarterback. They lost Fuller earlier in the year, and they've had injury issues. There was questions about Marcus Peters, and he's even questioning himself right now. And he looks a little quicksand. He looks like it's getting late early for him as well. But the Roquan Smith acquisition, I mean, tip your cap to Eric DaCosta, right? In the middle of the
I
season.
didn't love that one. I'll be honest with you. I didn't
Go
love
ahead.
that one.
Why not?
Yeah, I mean, he's a good player. I don't think he's a great player. I mean, he's an off-the-ball linebacker. I'll be honest with you. I watched the tape last week. He was just okay last week. He wasn't great last week. He has made Queen a little bit better since he's been there. So that's an advantage. But I'm not a big off-the-ball linebacker, give up draft picks to go get guy. So that's why.
When you don't have one and they've shuttled in five different guys the last 3 years, and they got a 35-year-old guy out there running around. And from an age standpoint, the Roquan Smith thing's fascinating to me. Nice in-season acquisition to take something that was a minus and make it a plus. Maybe not as much of a plus as the number eight overall draft pick and how much money that he's going to get in the offseason, or at least he thinks he's going to get in the offseason. But Houston, JPP. Calais Campbell. I mean, the trend here, all these guys are 30 years old, right? And I'm wondering what they have. I mean, Brandon Williams went out to Kansas City this week as well. They have employed this Belichick technique. I had Chad Brown on earlier this week. He, you know, every year Belichick a call, every year he'd think about going to New England to try to get a ring. This is the time of the year for these older guys to make a difference. Man, it felt like JPP was in quicksand the other day. Houston, 1 week it's three sacks, 1 week we don't hear his number
He
called.
disappears,
Right,
right?
exactly. And that concerns me for them really stacking 3 or 4 wins in January when it matters.
I mean, they're old. It's an old team, that defense. There's old guys on that defense. Now, there's a nice mix of young guys. I mean, you got Hamilton, he's in there. He's going to play, you know, what Washington, the defensive lineman's a good player, a young, good player. So they have good play. Isn't it Washington? Yeah, brought Washington. Brandon Washington. So, isn't that his name? Yeah.
Go ahead. He did the
Yeah.
media, Broderick. But go ahead. He did the
Broderick.
media. Yeah, go ahead.
Broderick.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I think those guys are good young players. And they do a good job of drafting. The problem is, where's their pass rush come from if it doesn't come from Justin Houston? I know Bowser came back, but where's their pass rush come from?
Well, that was the question about them drafting Odafe Owe, who is, I mean, we
He's
don't hear
what
his
he
number
played.
called
How
at
many
all.
snaps? How many snaps did he play last week? He barely even played. He didn't play a lot of snaps last, you know. So
Well, we're getting to the point, end of the second year here now, second round draft pick who was a high ceiling guy. I mean, I don't want to give him bust, but I'll give him B. You know what I mean?
yeah, if you gave, yeah, you can't, it's too early for bus, but if you look at their draft, Queen's been a disappointment.
He's
I
a
don't think
one
there's
that has
anything.
underperformed for sure. Yeah,
Yeah,
absolutely.
yeah. So they've been traditionally been a good drafting team. Some of the ones you're looking at now, you got to question a little bit.
Pete Prisco was here. We're talking Ravens, but also the rest of the league. We haven't talked about the NFC at all, bro. Like, it's the Eagles' world, right? And nobody believes in the Vikings for obvious reasons. Who are the Cowboys? I mean, it really feels lopsided more than normal years.
Well, I think you look at that NFC, it's the Eagles and the Cowboys. It's the Vikings. Although most people, you look at their numbers, the Vikings' numbers as a team, their defense is bad. Watch out for the Niners. That's the one. They're getting right. They're getting guys back. They're going to be better. They can, you know, they get McCaffrey. I wouldn't have done that deal, but they did. Now, you know, Mitchell's hurt, so he's going to have to play more running back.
Well, McCaffrey stays healthy and plays it out to the end of the year. It looks like a much better deal because, to your point, they're going to be playing in January now, and it didn't look that way 4 weeks ago, did it?
No, it didn't. It didn't. But Jimmy Garoppolo's played good football, too. That's the thing. You wonder if Lance had played all the way through, would they be as good a team? Probably not. But they're the team to watch in the NFC. I think it's the Eagles, the Cowboys, because the Cowboys are good on both the Eagles and the Cowboys. Now, the Eagles can't stop the run. When they get Jordan Davis back, they'll be able to. They're both good at running the ball and rushing the quarterback. The Niners can run the ball and rush the quarterback. The Vikings can run the ball. The problem with the Vikings is, can they rush the quarterback? You got to be able to knock the guy's quarterback down in the fourth quarter in a playoff game with a sack, fumble, game over. And you talk about the Ravens. Can the Ravens do that when they need to do it? That's the question. They couldn't do it against Trevor Lawrence. They did sack him on the final drive last week, and he came out from underneath it. They let him – what were they, second and third and 19? He came out from what, a third and 19 or third and 18? You got to be able to get that guy on the ground in key moments and then end the game.
Well, he looked like a 1-1 last week. He had some shades of throwing the ball like way better than anything we've seen around here just in general in the fourth quarter. Pete Prisco's here, CBS Sports. Last thing for you. We're 38 miles away from the Washington, whatever they're called this year. You've covered this league 30 years. The ownership issues and the fact that teams don't move around much. We're playing Denver this week. They have a new owner, but it's not often we see new folks when we get together at the Biltmore. We get together down there at the Breakers with you. What's it going to take? And, I mean, you cover the league better than anybody with ownership. The fact that Jimmy Irsay pops off about this 8 weeks ago, and he says, well, I'm going to consider, I'm call a few banks and whatever. It feels like that takes the heat off of him for a while. When is the heat going to get hot on Dan Snyder?
It's getting hot. It's, you know, it's risen and it's not searing yet, but it's getting there. And if it does, you know what's going to happen. It's a guy like Jeff Bezos is going to buy the Washington team. That's what's going to happen. Don't you think? Jeff Bezos, who owns the Washington Post, will come in and he wants to own a football team. He'll be in the mix. So I think he's going to end up selling it. He won't want to do it, but I think he's going to make a ton of money in doing it. And ultimately, those other owners are going to look around and say, hey, you know, it's time. You got to go.
Well, certainly the team's not bad on the field either this year, which has been
surprises. They play the Giants two times in the next 3 weeks. Think about this. They play the Giants on the road, get a bye, and then play the Giants at home. The Giants play Washington at home, have to play the Eagles, and then have to go to Washington. So the schedule favors Washington in a big way.
Pete, I appreciate you, man. I'm sorry I'm not seeing you out at these events anymore, but I did put in for the Super Bowl, so maybe they'll let me have my table for the 28th year in a row, and I'll see you out there under the cacti at the media party.
You got it. You got
appreciate
it.
Appreciate it. Pete Prisco, one of the great ones. He's at CBS Sports. You can follow him out on the Twitter thing while Twitter still exists at Prisco CBS and, of course, at CBS Sports HQ. You can follow me down to Fadley's next Friday for the Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. Have some free Raven scratch-offs to get. We had a $50 winner last week over Pappas with Mike Bordick and Adam Kolarik and David Steele. We're going to be down next Friday doing a morning edition with our friends at Goodwill and Window Nation as well. And making guys in Fort Lauderdale like Pete want those crab cakes shipped to him for the holidays. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking. Baltimore, positive.